Clubby.
Hey there, everybody. I hope you're having an awesome day, and thank you for tuning in to Finding the Funny. As always, I'm your host, Nico McEwen, and today's episode is called... Improv Comedy. I first started learning improv in high school, where I studied under Alan Morrison. He's actually one of Vancouver Theatre Sport's main cast currently, and you can find him at Vancouver Theatre Sport's, located on Granville Island. In my opinion, improv comedy is one of the most remarkable forms of entertainment, requiring both skill and confidence. It's easily one of my favorite forms to watch as an audience member due to the high energy and immediacy of the comedy. When I say immediacy, I'm referring to the fact that in improv comedy, every single entertainer is trying to get a laugh anywhere they can, and they're working together to make the jokes flow. In other forms of comedy, such as stand-up or TV comedy, or even movie comedy, they're also trying to get other aspects of the performance across. In stand-up, often a comedian will have longer setups in moments where they feel the audience has had a lot of quick laughs, and they need to give them a moment before the next bit. Bigger one. In TV comedy and movie comedy, they still have a plot to progress forward, so not each moment can be used for a laugh. Thus, in my opinion, if you are in a mood where you just need to laugh, purely laugh, you don't need a story to distract you from anything, you just need to find something funny, improv is the place to go. Our first clip of the episode is from a movie now on Netflix called Don't Think Twice. I was going to play Whose Line Is It Anyway first, since I think it was one of the top improv TV shows of all time. However, this movie, Don't Think Twice, has some awesome background on what improv is and how it began, and then it goes into a quick bit of improv, so I hope you guys enjoy the intro to the movie Don't Think Twice.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Severin Darden will do a spot improvisation for you.
Okay, a little bit of history. In 1955, a group of actors in Chicago invented the idea that improvisational theater could be an art form unto itself, not just a warm-up for other theater.
What we're going to be playing with there is the All-American football.
Well, that's an odd shape, isn't it?
Yes, it's not actually wrong.
Now, everyone has their own take on what's most important in improv, but even 60 years later, they still boil down to three basic rules.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Jody and Buffy.
Buffy and the Vampire Slayer.
Vampires...
Weekend.
Number one, say yes.
Duck season.
Duck hunt.
Poo-poo, Nintendo.
Which really means just agreeing with the reality your partner creates and then building on that. Pong.
Burp.
And then building on that.
Burp. And then building on that, and then building on that. Fender.
Oh, my God, that is amazing. Jack, you have worked on that.
That's a good... that's a prepared bit that's not improvised.
What?
I don't accept that as improv.
Number two. It's all about the group.
Yes.
It's not about you looking good.
And it's also not about looking funny.
No.
Or showboating.
It's about a group working together in the moment to create something that never happened before. You know, or will never happen again. 5 minutes, guys.
5 minutes, guys.
Why am I Japanese?
Remember when you said, please tell me when I'm racist?
Yeah.
It's one of those times.
One of those things. Thank you, Lindsay. And finally, and this is the most important one. Don't think. It's all about getting out of your head. It's about impulse.
It's about living in the moment. It's about now.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late.
No!
We all said we would wear the same outfit. Everybody agreed. Let's start wearing matching outfits. It felt like this was the only thing all of us owned.
Say yes, Sam. Nobody's yes-amming me right now.
You gotta go.
I'm being a professional.
You gotta go.
In improv, there are no mistakes. Like Del Close once said, fall... and then figure out what to do on the way down.
Welcome to the Improv for America Theater. Please turn on your cell phones. There's some chatter.
All right, got your back.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry I'm late.
Guess what?
What?
Don't care. Too late. Don't care.
All right, you guys, let's go.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Miles.
I'm Bill.
Allison.
Lindsay.
Jack.
And we are the Commune. Yeah. So everything you see tonight is going to be improvised. And this show is really all about you guys. So we want to know, has anybody out here had a particularly hard day?
And something actually hard, like not like your roommate ate your yogurt.
It was still shitty when you ate my yogurt.
Go ahead.
I'm looking for an apartment and it sucks.
Why specifically does it suck?
The only one I can afford has the bathroom in the kitchen.
Mm. Hi, great.
Hi.
Okay, so as you can see, we have there's two bedrooms.
Lovely.
Here is the kitchen.
Nice.
There's a beautiful bathroom.
Is that a toilet?
Yes, that is. The toilet is in the kitchen.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yes. Who are they?
They are... They are orphans. They are orphans.
Did you say orphans?
Yes, the apartment comes with orphans.
Yes.
Does the landlord mind if I paint?
Well, you can't paint the orphans, no. But you can paint the walls.
This is the
yes.
place I was telling you about, baby. It has a lot of character.
Oh, hello, Valenta. Good to
this
see you.
This is my husband.
Stanley,
I love
you.
It.
Oh, it's great. Hey, well, guys, this is it. It's going to sell today. You got to go for it. It's going to sell today.
I'll take it.
Oh, no, I'm going to take it.
No, we'll pay 30% of your asking.
Oh, well, I'll pay 50% of your asking.
We'll pay 100% of your asking.
I'll pay $2 million for this apartment.
For, really?
Yes.
Okay,
what
yeah.
makes you want this apartment so badly?
It's the orphans. I want to raise them.
So that was the intro to the movie from 2016 called Don't Think Twice, written and directed by comedian Mike Birbiglia. He has a few stand-up specials on Netflix. He has Sleepwalk With Me and My Girlfriend's Boyfriend and Thank God for Jokes. So definitely check out Mike Birbiglia. And I definitely recommend checking out this movie. It is a very cool look on the world of entertainment, or more importantly, or more specifically, the world of improv and comedy. I literally just watched that movie last night, and I thought, what a beginning to my episode all about improv comedy. They do a history, they list the three rules, and then they perform some improv. So I really hope you guys enjoyed that clip. They have an awesome cast. The movie has great humor throughout, but it also takes a very serious look on the financial realities of being an improv comic, or even, in general, a comedian, trying to make a living and trying to grow within the industry. It's tricky. You only get so many chances at auditions, and without ruining too much of the movie, essentially life changes for one of their members, and the movie follows how the other members react and how their relationships change and how they have to make decisions regarding their career as comedians, whether it be because they're outgrowing it or can't survive financially from the career or whatever it may be. Any performers who are listening to the episode right now, no matter what your performing style or choice may be, I highly recommend getting involved in improv. I think it is one of the best ways to improve a variety of skills, not just being able to think quickly and on the spot, but also teamwork abilities that are very important for performing, as well as a general different sense of confidence when developing a character. We'll be right back after an ad from our sponsors. CITR lovers, we have a variety of event listings that you can find on our website. Catch some of the hottest shows around town. Tomorrow at SFU Woodwards, you can catch Voices of the Street. And on May 18th is CITR 101.9's Special Programming Access Day. You're going to want to listen in to all the awesome things we have happening May 18th for Access Day. And then at the Fairmont Hotel, Idaho Breakfast 2017 on May 19th. So keep listening in to your friendly neighborhood radio station, CITR 101.9. We are back with Finding the Funny on CITR. Before the break, I played the intro to the movie Don't Think Twice. Definitely check out the movie. It's on Netflix. And now we are moving on to our next clips of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, from one of the top improv TV shows of all time, please enjoy Whose Line Is It Anyway?
The scene is, Colin is leading two passengers, Wayne and Ryan, to safety on the capsized SS Poseidon. So go ahead and take it away.
Okay, we're on the top, which means we're on the bottom. So we have to head to the bottom, which is the top.
I'm right behind you.
Good.
What'd you say?
I said we're on the top, which is now the bottom boat capsize.
What about me?
Well, you seem to understand it. The big dumb guy didn't. I'm explaining.
Hey, lighten up.
Okay, sorry. All right. You know, I'm a little tense. We're in a capsized boat. The water's starting to leak in.
I'm right behind you.
Okay.
What'd you say?
He said he's right behind me. Okay. Let's go up these stairs here.
What'd you say?
I said, let's go up these stairs here.
What about me?
Yeah, it's the same. All of us are going up the same stairs.
I'm behind you.
I know you're behind me. We're going up the stairs. We're going to the top.
What'd you say?
We're going to the top.
Hey, lighten up.
You lighten up.
Lighten up.
You shut up. All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go up. Oh, okay, the stairs are upside down. That's a problem. Where are you going?
What'd you say?
I said we're going up the stairs. Okay, we can't go up the stairs.
I'm right behind you.
Okay. There's a rope. Get that rope.
What'd you say?
Get that rope.
What about me?
Yeah, you get the rope too. Whoever can get the rope, get the rope.
Hey,
lighten up. You shut up.
What'd you say?
Okay, I'm going to throw it up there on that ledge there.
What about me?
You okay? Obviously, you're the better thrower. You throw it up there.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
No, 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 forget it. All right.
I'm right behind you.
All right. All right. Wait, okay, wait. I can't pull you all up.
What'd you say?
I can't pull you all up.
What about me?
No, listen.
So that was a clip from the ever-so-popular Drew Carey-hosted Whose Line Is It Anyway, which aired from 1998 to 2006. And then, in 2013, they created a revival of Whose Line Is It Anyway with the original cast Ryan Stiles, Colin Mochrie, and Wayne Brady, with Aisha Taylor as the host. Improv has always been viewed as a different type of entertainment, one only for a live audience. And while I do agree that improv thrives with a live environment that's strictly within its premises, I feel that Whose Line gave new light to what improv comedy could be for TV or for pre-recorded entertainment. One of the key aspects of success with improv in television is to make sure you're doing bits that will play well even over time, and to make sure you summarize and describe exactly what is about to happen really clearly so that anyone watching at any point is always aware of the improv taking place. To be totally honest, I actually don't love all of the games they do on the new version of the show. They have this one game where they use essentially a green screen to walk around sideways on the floor, and while it is visually appealing and entertaining in some ways, just don't think the bit is strong enough to carry out an entire segment on an improv show. Whereas a classic, like Scenes from a Hat, is almost always usable because it's quick. This brings me to my final point of this part of the episode, which is pace. Like all types of comedy, improv is very dependent on pace. You need to be able to rejuvenate any given moment at any time. Having characters that you can pull out are very useful. One of the other aspects regarding pace is the ability to read when a scene is dying. That is how improv performers help one another. They end one scene and begin anew to keep the pace alive, keep the audience engaged. It's a big part of the yes and is to be able to keep growing on top of each other, and you can't do that unless you're able to keep up with each other's pace. We will have two more bits in this episode of Finding the Funny. I hope everybody listening is having a great time today, and we'll be right back after an ad from our sponsors. Hey there, Thunderbirds. Are you interested in improv comedy? Well, come check out your UBC improv team. We'll be auditioning at the beginning of the next school year in September 2017. You can be a part of our awesome performance team. We perform shows once every 2 weeks from October to April during UBC's academic year. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at UBC Improv. Our next clip of the show I actually had the pleasure of seeing in New York City at the UCB Theater when guest Cecily Strong from Saturday Night Live was joining the UCB team to be their monologuist for the show they call ASCAT. Now, this clip is not from that live performance with Cecily Strong. This is one off of YouTube that you can find when they had Tina Fey and Andy Richter.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Upright Citizens Brigade!
Wow, thank you guys so much for coming. We're so excited about tonight. Welcome to ASCAT. It is our fully improvisational show that we've been doing in New York City at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater for close to 9 years now. The show is very simple. We take a one-word suggestion from the audience, and that inspires our monologist. We're going to have two different monologists tonight, and that's a special, very fancy word for someone who tells monologues. Monologist. Tina Fey and Andy Richter are going to be doing monologues tonight. Tina's going to start. And all we need to get started to inspire us is one word, and then we never need anyone to yell out anything else again.
Ham.
What's that?
Ham.
Ham. First thing I heard, ham.
Ham. Okay. Ham makes me think of a country food. I grew up in the suburbs of Philadelphia, and we didn't eat, and my mom is Greek American, and we didn't eat a lot of ham. It's sort of, to me, it's a very white people food. And there was this local show in Philadelphia called the Al Alberts Showcase, and it was on Saturday morning. Anybody know it? Saturday mornings, and it was mostly kid performers, and they would come out, and they were singers or dance troupes. And it was a lot of, like, 13-year-old girls dressed like 6-year-old girls, like, just hanging on to, like, a big pinafore dress, like, I like being a girl, just, like, still trying to get some role in Annie somewhere. And I would watch it because I was super jealous of it, and I wanted to be on it so bad, but I would make fun of it at the same time. And this guy, Al Alberts, he had been a singer in the 50s in this group, and the thing with that show was that they had, he had discovered Andrea McArdle, who was the original Annie, I think, and he had discovered her on that show, and from that moment on, every week was just a clawing, desperate attempt to find another one.
That's great. Why don't you just have your daughter sign the sign-in sheet, and she'll be in line to audition, same as everybody else.
Okay.
He said I could sign up, Daddy.
I know. Go ahead. Keep turned out while you sign. So, I manage my daughter's career.
Oh, well, I think that's great. I think that's great.
Thank you. I had a good time, too.
Look, I know a lot of these roles are won by casting couch hanky-panky. And
you know, stop the audition. That little kid in the thong is dynamite.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Look.
Whatever.
We got another one.
Bring in old Plain Jane whenever you get a chance.
I just want to let you know what
he sees a lot
for.
Of people today.
I'm going to knock his socks off.
We cut to inside the audition.
Okay.
Here's my headshot and resume.
You look a little fat in this picture.
Oh, yeah. Television's gonna add another 30 to your face. Okay.
But I'm 6!
Could you roll up your pants a little bit? Give us a little skin? Right?
Right. This guy's a genius.
Okay. Camera's ready?
Yeah, okay. Could you just look at the camera and say your name, please?
My name is Tiffany.
Okay, now could you state your measurements?
With an eye and a lollipop over the eye.
State your measurements, please.
12, 12, 12.
Okay. Now, please remember, the ship is going down, and you're running around looking for your parents. This is a very sad, sad...
I'm going to be using sense memory for this one.
Great.
All right. This is real. No crocodile tears, you little jerk, okay? I want real.
I got an idea.
Thank you. This guy's a genius.
Okay, this ought to be good.
That's right.
Listen, Tiffany, if he hits you again, could you stay on camera, please?
Thanks, Mark. Yeah.
And start?
Yeah, start.
I'm getting a boom shadow on her face.
Hit her with it.
Look thinner, it's okay.
Hit her with the boom.
Boom.
Where is my mother? Where is
whoa,
my
whoa, 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 whoa. This is not a musical. This is a very...
Give it up for Louis C.K.
Attic. Wow, I don't have one of those. We didn't have one growing up.
That's like a rich people thing.
I think having an attic is for really rich people. Or for poor people who live in neighborhoods that used to be nice.
Hey.
Hey.
I think you're very pretty.
Thank you.
And I don't mince words. I'd be interested in maybe you coming home with me.
You're very direct.
I know I'm not a great looking guy, but put it this way. I live in a house a wealthy person used to own. What do you want? If it's anything but tonic water, I literally cannot afford it.
Tonic water.
One tonic water. Light on tonic, heavy on water.
So, what do you not do?
Heavy water, light tonic. Thank you.
I only had financial resources allocated for that one. What do I not do? I lounge around in my now dilapidated but once grand home.
Oh, brother, I'm glad you're home, man. Oh, you're gone. That gang down the street, they stole our attic.
What? You mean that gang of contractors?
They stole the attic right off the top of our house, man. The richest part of our house.
So as you heard, those were two separate shows from the Upright Citizens Brigade. Their long-running show called ASCAT. The first was monologist Tina Fey, and the second was monologist Louis C.K. As you heard from those clips, the performers begin right after the monologist is finished. I clipped it together so that the bit of improv matched the bit from the monologue, as they're usually much longer so that they can do a variety of bits from the one monologue. If anyone is in New York or L.A., go see UCB's ASCAT show on Sundays at 7 o'clock. Show up 15 minutes before. The shows are free, which is absolutely amazing, especially considering the unreal talent and the very cool special guests they have. So go check it out at any of the UCB theaters. I believe there are two in New York and two in LA. I felt like the clips that I played from the UCB shows were some of the best in regards to purist improv comedy. Whose Line has a tad bit of production value to it. I'm not saying it's not all improv, of course it is, but it's a different type when they know for sure it's for a television audience, whereas UCB's is mostly for the in-house audience, and they happened to tape those shows. One of the things you get because of that is a different audience reaction to a lot of things, with a more enclosed environment. An audience is freer to laugh at certain subject matters which might be more controversial or offensive or inappropriate. This is one of the reasons why they say an improv troupe is much like a family, or at least a good one should be like a family, because you're all out there just trying to get laughs, and yes, you may cross boundaries, and yes, you may make mistakes, but as long as you're always supporting each other like a family does, it should all work out in the end. As you even heard in the beginning of Don't Think Twice, one of the performers says, "Hey, let me know if I'm getting too racist." That's just because she's just going for laughs. She's not thinking, and that's one of the caveats of improv, is that if you do something inappropriate, you have that fallback of saying, "Well, I was just going for the laugh. Of course, that's not how I feel." And that's, of course, true. We hope. So, what does Vancouver have in regards to improv comedy? I think I've already talked about it in past episodes. Vancouver Theatre Sports is a hilarious environment. Colin Mochrie passed through there, and I believe so did Ryan Stiles, at the beginning of their improv careers. As well as you heard with our sponsor ad, UBC's improv is honestly really great. It's a high caliber of improv performers that they put out onto their stage, as well as they do group work for people who may not feel as comfortable performing. It's a great place for anybody trying to build their skills in improv. And amazingly, I'm so happy to report that Alan Morrison is teaching a UBC improv course. That's right, you can get credit for learning improv, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you take that course. I believe it's happening in the summer and hopefully next school year. That is a theater course with Alan Morrison. And hey, Alan, if you're listening, I cannot tell you how many times over what an amazing experience it was to be a part of the McGee Improv group Men in Ties. Thank you very much. Our final clip of the day is an example of one of my favorite aspects of improv comedy, which is when things go wrong. It's bound to happen. It's live. It's on the spot. It's not rehearsed or planned, ladies and gentlemen. So, of course, things are going to go wrong, and a great performer will keep it going, but an awesome performer will make fun of whatever mistake just happened. And that's exactly what Ryan Stiles did in this clip from Whose Line Is It Anyway? In their Irish drinking song.
Corner the audience right here. Give me a suggestion of something that embarrasses you.
Yelled out the wrong name in bed.
Yelled out the wrong name in bed. Wrong name in bed, Irish drinking song. Take it away, Laura Hall.
Oh,
one night I was getting freaky
with my other girl Elaine. Boy, we had some fun.
And then,
track of the story.
I don't know what has happened.
He wrote me a letter. My underwear is snapping. I think there was a girl involved.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know what to say. Meow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our final clip of the day here at Finding the Funny on CITR 101.9. A huge thank you to everybody who listened in. Make sure you don't change that station, because coming up next right here on 101.9 FM is Exploding Head Movies. That's right, you can join Gak as he explores music from the movies, tunes from television, and any other cinematic source. That's at 7 PM right here on CITR. And improvers, don't forget the three basic pillars of improv comedy. Number one, say yes. Number two, it's all about the group. And number three, don't think. Just have fun, everybody. That's what improv is all about. Everybody who listened in, please give us a follow on Twitter at Finding the Funny, one man, one show. We want to hear everything you guys have to say week in and week out and keep you updated with what we have going on every single Monday right here, CITR 101.9. As always, ladies and gents, keep on laughing.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. My name is Lucas Phillip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus on the traditional unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. Today we've got an eclectic mix of, a variety of different songs. First of all, I'm going to play a rock anthem that's been featured on a number of stations. It actually charted when it was released. This is a song by the band Sonic Youth called Teenage Riot. And what I really love about this tune is that it's got a really great separation between the first half and the second half of the song, where in the first half of the song, you got this sort of stream of consciousness, lyrical content over the subdued guitar.